Welcome to Rollfair, a D&D podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in. As always, we will introduce ourselves. I am Devin, the Dungeon Master.
I'm Ryan. I'm still playing Vector. I don't know how to do this voice. I'm a tiefling assassin.
Beautiful.
And I kill things.
Beautiful. And Brad is still dead, so we will miss him tonight. Go ahead, Kayla.
I am Kayla. I am playing Skouki, the human scout spy, demon of resistance.
Beautiful.
And I am Austin, and I'm playing Kiwa, the human fighter. And our baby's crying in the background, and we'll be right back.
I am Ben, and I am playing Elkron Mound, the Urchinasi barbarian.
I'm Sarah, and tonight I'm playing Elise Conroy, a human artificer.
And we still have our guest with us. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Yeah, hi, I'm Nate. I am playing Praedin Loyani, the human fighter.
Beautiful. So last time, the party is in the middle of the prison break caused by Arden and Sharu here in Latigo. They have slaughtered 6 poor guards, some very mercilessly, and they're picking up after equipping themselves with what meager items they could find in this room. So, you find yourselves in this room with the bodies laying about, ready to move on to wherever you're going to next.
We let the bodies hit the floor?
You did let the bodies hit the floor.
What else is in this room? Is there a passage out, or is this a dead end?
No, there's lots of paths through here. I mean, you're essentially in a keep. You have lower dungeons of a keep.
Would any of us know which way to go?
Go ahead and make a history check for me.
Ooh, that's gonna be bad. 15.
Okay. Having been in Latigo for some time, you're not the most familiar with the keep, but you know well enough, just based on blueprints you've read in the past, which way to go to get to the courtyard, which would lead to the outer gates.
All right. I won't say anything. I'll just motion to Praedin and head off that way.
Okay. Sounds good.
I follow.
My character is interested in intel. I'm wondering if there is anything, because you said there was parchment all over the table.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if that is anything of use to me, or if they were just keeping score from playing tiles.
Mostly keeping score. There was some various contraband, like the spell scroll you found, but nothing indicating orders or intel related to something that would be useful for the resistance.
Rats. Okay. Do I notice... I don't know anybody's names. Do I notice the other two sneaking off?
Yeah, Praedin and Vector.
I am stealthing, but more for guards, not for this group.
Okay. I imagine you would notice, just for the sake of keeping you together.
I mean, we're all in the same room. It's pretty easy to see, right?
Okay, I stealth off with them.
Okay.
Do like the Pink Panther mission?
Blend in with the wall. I look at my hammer. I'm like, so what do you think, Jeffrey? Should I follow him? Uh-huh. Yeah. Really? Okay, yeah. And I start following after them, but I kind of line up next to Elise, and I'm like, so Jeffrey tells me you're part of some sort of resistance or something.
Yeah, and Elise is just walking along with them, and while she's doing it, you can see her, like, tinkering with her crossbow. And as she's walking along, you like power goes into this weapon, and it's now a repeating shot weapon.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I am. Are you interested in joining?
I mean, I'm just glad that it seems like there's other people. I was, you know, doing my rebellion all by myself, me and, you know, and whoever was talking to me at the time. You know, just kind of makes me feel better that there's other people out here doing this and, you know, like, sticking it to the man and everything. And I'd like to, you know, stick it into the man as well. With other people, because I'm not, you know, didn't do too well on my own. As you could tell, I was in a jail cell without any of my stuff.
She, like, loads a bolt in. Beggars can't be choosers. Let's go.
Okay, so I can help you out a little bit if we do actually want to be kind of sneaky. And I call upon my ancestors and do Pass Without a Trace, which is the only spell thing that I have, but it's a...
You're a barbarian, right?
It's a path of the, like, spirit.
Yeah, no, that's cool. That's a really cool feat. I didn't know barbarians could do that.
It's my primal path, the ancestral guardian. You see, like, a couple of spiritual squirrels start running around us, and then, like, they kind of disappear, but everything seems a little bit obscured.
Sounds good.
I'm not sure I should ask, but why squirrels?
Oh man, they're vicious. You ever like, you get like a squirrel and you put it in a bucket, stick it on someone's chest, and then start to heat up the bucket, it'll just eat through the chest to get out.
What? You do that with rats, not squirrels.
I mean, you've obviously never done it with a squirrel then.
No, but rats work just fine.
But squirrels are also
fluffy. I wouldn't
want
to do it with a rat or a squirrel.
Squirrels are also fluffy, though. And they find you nuts.
Why are we talking? Quiet down.
I'm just picturing, like, your people, your barbarian tribe, like, sticking a bucket on someone's genitals. They find you're nuts.
Oh, no.
Great for torture.
Anyway... go ahead and make stealth checks for me, those of you that are trying to be sneaky.
Are we all under Pass Without Trace?
Yeah. I believe you are.
Oh,
beautiful.
Oh. Great.
Oh, I needed that. Yeah.
35.
Oh, nice. That'll bring the average up.
16.
Well, Pass Without Trace adds 10, right?
Yep.
Yes.
35, 16.
He definitely needed
it. What'd you get, Sarah?
21.
26.
26.
32.
Nice. Average of 26. Well done.
Yeah, yeah.
So you guys begin sneaking through the various corridors and rooms. As you peek in some areas, you see blood. Covering walls, floors, the bodies of the dead laying there, some guards, some prisoners. You see some men and women who are dying, not quite finishing off their, not having quite been finished off, but not able to be mended back except through magic means of some sort. And you hear the crying and the moans of people who have gone through a fight and battle.
Well, I'll tell you what, if there weren't ghosts down here before, there definitely will be now.
It's prison, of course there's ghosts.
But you guys are able to make it up to the area of the courtyard, without incident. You're able to avoid the fighting in certain areas. You hear guards rushing off to other areas to try and stop people. And you make it to the courtyard and you see that there are... Bear with me here.
Rar.
It's Jeff Say Rar, too.
It's Jeff Say Rar. Rar. All right. Where is that one? Okay, so you see in the courtyard what looks to be 2, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, let me add a couple more people because you just obliterated them. this group. Feel free to roleplay while I'm doing this.
Great.
So...
Let's not all talk at once.
So, how did a Lush end up in the same cell as whatever the rest of us are?
I honestly have no idea. I don't remember anything.
That mm-hmm. could be a problem. Were you, like, hit on the head or something? You have amnesia.
No, I probably just drank too much.
Yeah. Alcohol amnesia.
Drank too much and then killed someone.
It's happened before.
Okay. So, who's in the lead here? Who's leading the group?
Vec.
Okay. Go ahead and make an investigation check for me.
21.
21? Okay. So as you peek your head out into the courtyard, you notice that there are 14 different people out here. And it looks like they're guarding what looks to be an area where contraband has been taken from people and not yet cataloged and sent off to an armory of some sort. So they're protecting these magical items.
I turn back to the group. 6 on the left, 8 on the right. On the count of 3. 1, 2, and I rush in.
All right.
Wait for me.
I've been counting.
Do we get surprised?
I've got a 40-foot speed, so...
let me roll for them, just to be fair, but I doubt they're going to beat a 26. Yeah, they do not. So, yes, you will get a surprise round.
All right. That's what an assassin wants.
So, just to give you a layout of what this looks like, it's a courtyard, probably like 120 feet by 80 feet or so, and the central area is... essentially like a collection table, almost like a U-shaped bar a little bit, and various guards behind that, and some, you know, more towards where the gates are. But there's a fair amount of distance in this place, so lots of room for maneuvering.
Cool. Yeah, just kind of trying to stealthily, silently rush forward, and whoever is the very first one, just...
Kay.
Both swords and sword and dagger just hacking away.
Okay, why don't we...
right there with you.
I will also be right there.
Okay.
With him.
Jeffrey Man's blood.
Perfect. Why don't we roll initiative real quick, just so we mm-hmm. can make sure we're Makes going sense. Correctly.
Oh.
Nice.
That's terrible.
Uh-oh.
What the hell?
I got a nat 1. I must have tripped while I was running.
That's so funny.
You and me both.
Or no, like you say, let's go, and you just run really slowly so the others go.
And now the two muscle guys.
It's very dramatic, slow-mo running forward. It's like, I look really good, don't I?
What's your intelligence?
Just the base intelligence score?
Uh-huh.
12.
Oh,
not terrible.
Let the muscly guys go first.
I have a plus 9 to initiative, so it's still a 10, but...
It's good.
It's a nat 1.
All right, so we got a 10.
18.
Kayla?
19.
5.
5, nice. You're definitely not Kaiji anymore, are you?
No, I am not.
What did you say you got, Austin?
19.
Okay.
Wait, do I get advantage on initiative checks?
21.
21?
No.
Nat 20 for a total of 22.
Nice.
Nice.
Okay. So, we are going to have Sarah go first. I'm sorry.
Elise.
How far away are we from these people?
I'd say you're probably about, from the opening you're in, probably about 60 feet
oh.
from them. you still could get a surprise round attack just with anything you're doing, but you're not exactly the closest to them. If that changes anything that you were all doing. I'm sorry, I didn't describe that earlier.
We're good.
Elise kind of squats down on the ground and then using some of the random bits and baubles and tools that she picked up from the other room, she infuses magic into it and out pops a small eldritch cannon.
That's freaking crazy.
Okay. Does the cannon do anything, or do you just create it?
She can use a bonus action to do one of a couple different attacks.
Oh, is that how it works? Yes! Because I can create one for an action, and then the bonus action is using it.
Fantastic.
Is it a mobile cannon?
It is!
It can actually move 15 feet.
Yeah, you don't have to hold it. You can place it somewhere.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Oh, the range is only 15 feet, though.
You could carry it with you.
So I pick up my little cannon, and we go closer to the guards.
I have decided that your cannon's name is Dahmer.
Oh no!
Is it because I already have Jeffrey? Yeah. On cast? Match made in heaven.
I'm gonna try. Well, no, yeah, I'll go on the outside. I don't want to get too close.
Yeah,
within range, but. Yeah, that's it.
Sounds good. And next is, what's his face?
Elkron. So Elkron is like, and it's like right as I get up near the first guard there, I say, I'm sorry, but I'm angry, and Jeffrey demands your blood, so. And I swing over his head.
Okay.
That's, 15.
15 will not
actually hit. Because it oh yeah no fifth so 15 doesn't hit. Well, I do extra attack and I get two extra attacks too. Add one. Jeffrey, what are you doing? And the last one is a 21.
21?
Yeah.
Okay, that'll hit.
And it's 7 damage.
Okay, sounds good. So you come swinging in after you announce your presence, and the guard just turns around and is like, "Shit!" and blocks the first attack with his shield, dodges the second one, and then you're able to just bash him in the knee with your hammer with the final one.
Sorry if that hurt. I meant to kill you quickly.
I like Elkron. He's great. And up next is Austin.
Dagger, spoon, knife, go! I throw each of those, two for my attack action, one because of the bonus action, because my feet allows me to draw a thrown weapon as a free action, basically. So, the dagger, 25 to hit, and then the other two, 22, and then a 12.
Okay, the first two hit.
Okay, cool. First one's gonna do 10 damage. And the second one will do 10 damage.
Okay. Are you targeting the same person?
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. So you throw your daggers at one of the guards, and one hits him right in the thigh, and he crumples down a little bit. Then the other one takes him right in the eye, and you see him just fall flat on his face, and the dagger pushes up through his brain and out the back.
That was a spoon, actually.
Beautiful.
Jeffrey, why can't you be more like that?
Now we know why you were in our cell.
All right, and now it is Nate's guy. Sorry, my notes. There we go.
Brayden.
Brayden.
They're 60 feet away?
Yeah, for the sake of this, I'll give you like a free 30 feet of movement.
Oh.
If you want to kind of move your person 30 feet up and possibly take an attack too, I'll let you do that. Just because you guys were so sneaky.
Not me, but yes.
Average of 26.
So. Right.
Is this our surprise round?
Yeah.
Or, okay.
Would it be possible, could I run up to one of the guys and then hold my attack until Vex's turn?
Sure.
Okay, I would like to do that.
You're not going to have anything left to hit after my turn.
That is Blin. Okay. I'm so used to having Vec right behind, like, in front of me, being quicker than me, that I'm a little taken back.
So you look behind you, and Vec is like, try to pretend he never fell, and hopefully no one saw that
he
tripped.
Well, it is Vec's turn.
Okay. Vec just completely brushes off that trip he did, or whatever that nat one was, and rushes up to the guard that Praedon has chosen for death.
Yeah.
And targeted for me. So first the short sword. I get advantage on it because they haven't gone yet. Okay, 24 to hit.
That'll hit.
It's an automatic crit.
Okay.
Because this is a surprise round.
And you destroy it with sneak attack.
Yeah, exactly. So sneak attack plus the short sword. Let's see. 19 doubled.
Yeah, they're dead.
Okay. 38 damage.
I would like to now hit another guy that I was close to, like with my attack.
Okay.
But more importantly, I'm going to use one of my maneuvering strikes to, at Commander Strike, to let Vec use a reaction to make another attack.
Okay.
Sweet. I still have my bonus action too with my dagger. So
yeah, and I think you would get the surprise, all the silly stuff.
Cool. Wow.
All right.
Wonderful. That's a 10 to hit for me.
It'll be a miss.
But I'm more Vec, this guy.
Yeah. So I mean, we work together.
Yeah.
I know his antics. So I turn, slice with my dagger.
And you gotta add the superiority die too, so you gotta
to
add
the
a
damage.
Yeah, you gotta add a D.
Wow. Okay, that's 25 to hit.
That'll hit.
Okay, is that sneak attack too then?
I believe
no.
You
only
sneak
get one
attack
sneak
once per turn.
Right. Right. Okay, so that's just the D4 for the dagger and a D8 superiority die. Is it? Where are my D8s? Okay, it's 11 damage.
Kay.
And then you said I got one more attack with my reaction?
He died.
Oh, okay.
So you come up with your short sword and just...
Was that your bonus action attack?
Yeah.
Okay, then yeah, as your reaction, you get another...
Anyone else near me?
Probably within throwing range of your dagger.
Sure, let's do it. Why not? I can find another.
And this is what you would add the D8 to.
Dirty 20.
Okay, that'll hit.
Oh, since I added a D8 on the last one, so I won't on this one. It's just a 7 damage.
Yep. Sounds good. And you are now daggerless.
Yep.
So you slice the throat of this first guy, and then the dagger flings out towards the other guy and hits him just below the kidney. And we are now on to... Kayla, but I do want to jump back over to Sarah real quick. Sorry, I thought of this on the fly just because realistically you guys were very sneaky. So you built your little cannon thing.
Mm-hmm.
You have another 30 feet of movement that you can use, then use that bonus action.
So she would have walked 30. She wants to be within 30 feet of the guys, and then she'll, for her bonus action, she'll just. Her little cannon just goes 15 feet. So now the cannon's 15 feet away from the dudes.
Okay.
That's it.
I love the idea of you sneakily rolling this cannon. Yeah. It's like like in Mars Attacks where they're rolling that up behind the lady while she's listening to her on her headphones.
I just don't remember that movie. I'll have to rewatch that.
It's like this big
unplug the thing and the yodeling happens and then their heads explode.
Kayla. It is.
Okay. I have Scowie's
turn.
Yes. Wait, can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. The thing wasn't turning blue, so I didn't know if I was talking. One, are there any ranged weapons that I can see?
Make an investigation check.
Okay. What order does the alphabet go in? 12.
What?
I don't know how to answer that.
I do.
I know what
she's
doing.
This song, it takes about 30 seconds.
She's trying to
find
a list of skills, right?
Oh, okay. I see. I'm
trying to find investigation.
Thank you, Ryan. Thank you for understanding.
I ask that question in my head all the time when I'm rolling those.
I completely understood it, but I thought it was just hilarious anyway.
I think that's our title.
What order does the alphabet go in?
12.
Of course.
Yes, 12.
Why didn't I see it?
Oh, man, I'm going to have a heart attack. Oh, that was a good one. Okay, 12 on your investigation.
Yes.
You see that they're towards the edges near the walls. There are some people with bows. Short bows, specifically.
Okay. I'm gonna go shank one of them.
Okay. They are much further away than the other group, so you probably won't be able to do that this turn.
Okay. How far away?
Probably about 120.
See, that's too far for even a rogue. That's sad. I'm still going to head my way and shank them because I don't want to get outflanked by them.
Okay.
So, if I use my action and my bonus action and my movement...
90 feet.
I can go 90 feet.
Okay.
Actually, then I can use my reaction. That's 120 feet.
You can use your reaction?
Yeah, that's what scouts can do.
Oh.
That's cool.
Yep.
Okay. Well, with that,
see you right there.
We are going to jump to the top of the round, and it is Sarah's turn. Excuse me, Elise's turn.
So, let's see. What do I want to do?
Yeah,
I've got my cannon. So, as a bonus action, I'm going to have my cannon fire.
Okay.
It fires. I summoned a flamethrower cannon.
Okay.
So,
I'm pretty sure your cannon actually can choose any one of those three decks.
Oh, it can?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's cool.
We've got a Yabin Kichi fire.
So, it shoots, it has a 15-foot range, and it shoots a cone of fire at the people, and they have to make a 16 dexterity saving throw.
Okay. I would say that Frayden and
Vec
are probably within that arc, but you may not care about
them. Yeah, that's okay.
It's fine.
Okay.
I didn't say who was in the way. I just said I fire the cannon.
Okay. And so you two will need to make a dex save.
Okay.
Should be fine. You guys should be fine.
What's the DC?
16.
16. Okay.
How many more people do I have up here? Good or bad?
Oh, bad.
Oh, yeah.
My dex is zero.
All three of these guys fail.
Seven damage. That's pretty good.
Seven damage.
Okay. So, the one that took the knife from Vec, he goes down in flames, just immolates himself. Just falls to the ground, starts rolling around, passes away in the process. And The other two are... Does it catch them on fire, or is it just fire damage?
It catches things on fire that are not worn or carried.
Okay. Sounds good. So, the other two take that fire damage, and they're able to pat it off, get it smothered, but they're looking panicked and worse for wear, while the one that died lets out his final screams. You two, what'd you get?
24.
24, okay.
And I have fire resistance.
You take 11.
One damage.
Okay, so 7 damage to you.
I, like, look back, and I just like to think, like, my eyebrows get singed off completely. And my hair, so I'm looking more like egg.
More like egg.
So as that was my bonus action. As my action, I create a mage hand, and I send that forth to the pile of loot.
Can it do anything else? I guess you've already used your bonus action, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it just moves 30 feet at a time, so I don't know if I can pick up anything.
I think it takes a bonus action to use it, but I can't remember.
You can use your action to control the hand. You can make the hand manipulator.
It's got a range of 30 feet, so...
Can I make it pick up something?
Yeah, up to 5
pounds.
Takes
an action, though, it sounds like.
And it takes an action to pick up something. It can't move more than 30 feet away from you, though, or else it disappears.
Yeah, so I put it right at the edge of the pile, so.
Okay, sounds good. So there's your turn, and we're on to Elkron.
Okay, he's singing gleefully, bang, bang, Elkron Silver Hammer. 26 for the first hit. Came down on his head. 7 damage.
So you hit one of the ones that was that pat the fire away, and just head smashes in.
Elkron's just singing.
Move to the next one, 18 to hit.
That'll hit.
And bang, bang, Elkron Silver Hammer, 9 damage. And then last attack, 17
to hit. So another one drops.
And then that final one is going to be 10 damage. Made sure that he was dead.
What was the hit?
17 to hit.
Okay, that'll hit. And final one, again, just 3 hammer strokes to all of these. There are no people within your melee vicinity at this point. They're all on the outer edge.
We should hire that guy.
More blood for the blood god.
Agreed.
Says the guy who told them to get out of there.
We just gotta cut out his tongue.
Jeffrey's motivated.
Maybe we just hired Jeffrey instead.
Deal.
All right. So now, Kayla. Skowki, oh, is Kayla gone?
Yeah, she's taking care of kids right now.
Okay, we'll wait for her then. We'll go towards the melee group. So one of these guards on the end just casually walks 10 feet forward and yells...
You think you can get past us?
Yes.
Yes.
You will die.
I mean, that's always a high possibility.
And then he sprints from one side of the courtyard all the way to the other, so essentially 120 feet, ends up right next to our artificer. What?
Okay.
And that's his turn. And up next is Austin.
Okay. To the guy that just sprinted up to our over here, I toss 2 forks and a spoon. let's see. The first fork is a 12.
That'll miss.
Second fork
is a 25.
That'll hit.
Yeah. And the third fork is an 18.
18 will hit.
Okay. So with the two that hit, I'm going to also expand superior dice. The first one is a disarming strike.
Okay.
And that's going to do a total of... hold on. Phones are weird.
It's like the movies. You throw the fork and it pins his arm to the wall.
it's going to do a total of 15 damage, and he makes a strength saving throw or be disarmed, DC of 16.
Okay.
And then...
He succeeds.
He succeeds. Okay, and I'm going to try again with the next throw to disarm him. That one is going to do 14 damage. And then another strength saving throw or be disarmed.
He fails. So his sword is dropped.
Excellent. Eat fork.
Egg.
Excellent.
Egg.
The fork is mighty good, Mr. Burns.
You say, fork you.
That's better.
Okay. Up next is, Praedon.
How close are we? Artificer fine? Is she still...
She hasn't been attacked.
All right. Guy's still standing?
No one in your vicinity.
But the guy next to her, he's still up? And he's...
He's dropped his sword, though.
He dropped his sword.
He's fine, then. Now the other guys are, like, on the outer perimeter?
Mm-hmm. All right. From your position, it'd probably be about 60 feet of movement to get there.
60 feet of movement. Great. Yeah, let's, Sorry, I just wanna... Okay. I'll just dash towards one of the guys.
Okay, sounds good.
Any I saw this guy run up, he say, "Ooh, death comes for you," and then he just ran and then stood there and dropped his sword. That's... Seemed like good strategy. I'll do the same. So I go up to the guy, death come for you. And then I just stand there.
All right. Sounds good. Any bonus actions that you have and anything like that?
None that are important.
Okay. Sounds good. So, one of the guys that you come up to, he makes an attack against you with his short sword. It's probably going to miss. What's your AC now?
13.
13?
Don't be so sure.
That's going to miss, and he's going to use his second attack for 17 to hit. And you are going to take... Oh, wow. How is that? Jeez, you guys roleplay too much. We love the roleplay. You're going to take 9 points. I'm sorry, 7 points of piercing damage. And he's going to take his third attack, which is going to miss. And then he's going to run away.
I'm
going to
summon the
opportunity attack?
No opportunity attack.
I'm going to summon
the disengage.
This is... special homebrew things that I made.
Oh.
So the guy that was in front of me just ran away?
No. The guy he ran up to.
Oh.
Oh, did you run up to the same guy?
No, I ran... Okay. I
totally just, different guy.
Yeah, yeah, some other guy. The guy dropped the sword. She's fine.
So he's going to run 50 feet away from you.
As a reaction when he was attacking, I summoned the squirrels to block 7 points of the damage to him.
Okay.
Squirrels and eggs get along famously.
Perfect. Well, let's end this this series of five this round, and then we'll end the session there. So. Jeez, 30 already? Holy hell! Okay. Okay. Next one. Another guy comes up and slashes at is Kayla gone again? Oh, there she is. You're gonna slash.
And so is everybody else.
You're gonna slash at Kayla's character.
Even though I'm like up against the wall or on the ramparts or whatever, that's the guy that's attacking me.
They can move 50 feet.
Okay.
Mom. So, what's your AC?
14.
That's gonna miss. Second attack misses. Third attack will hit. So, that's going to be 7 points of slashing damage. Or sorry, piercing damage.
Okay.
So he comes streaking in, uses pretty much his full movement to get to you, and just stabs three times. You dodge a couple, and then the other one just catches you in the thigh. And you know what, just so that we can get another session in, I think we're gonna have to end this session here and pick up with the battle next time. Thanks for listening.